Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 76 today under sunny skies. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 54 tonight. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Dry with temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democrats face some strong headwinds as they try to win back rural voters. One of those challenges remains former President Trump himself. According to a new poll for the Democratic group One Country Project, 49% of rural voters said they would vote for Trump in 2024, while 32% they would support Biden. Rural voters favored Trump over Biden 54-42% in 2020. Some 57% of rural voters approve of the job he did as president. Biden's rural approval is at 42%. Doug Usher, who is a pollster, said rural voters don't fully trust Democrats or Republicans as a whole, but then you've got Donald Trump as a separate North Star, he said. Rural voters view him much more positively than any other political leader that was tested. In a warning sign for Democrats, the top concern among rural voters is inflation. The top policy priority that they want the federal government to address is illegal immigration. By the way, the poll had some relatively good news for Biden, and 47% of rural voters approve of the Build Back Better spending plan. Well, Pope Francis used his Twitter feed over the weekend to blast big business as well as the food and ag sectors. In a series of tweets, he called on large mining, oil, forestry, real estate, agribusiness companies to stop destroying nature, to stop polluting, and to stop intoxicating people and food. He also said big food corporations should stop imposing monopolistic production and distribution structures that inflate prices and end up withholding bread from the hungry. Keep in mind, the Pope's Twitter account has 18.8 million followers. That is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A triple shooting at an East Wichita apartment complex Friday has police and neighbors still searching for answers. The incident happened just after 3:30 Friday afternoon at the Eastgate Apartments complex near Kellogg and Rock Road. When police arrived on the scene, they did locate a black male who had been shot. Wichita police say the man did die at the scene. The investigation also led police to a nearby restaurant where a second critically injured victim showed up. A third victim showed up at a local hospital, also in critical condition. Wichita police say they are still trying to determine exactly what occurred. Two people were injured in an accident just after 1:30 Sunday afternoon in Ellis County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2022 Peterbilt semi driven by Terry J. Fox, 59, of Brookville, Ohio, was westbound on I-70 near Walker Avenue. The vehicle struck a 2004 Freightliner semi that was disabled on the north shoulder of the interstate. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired at month's end.
A 37-year-old Leavenworth man has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of a man who was hit by a motorcycle. Justin Michael McCarter also pleaded guilty Friday to possession of stolen property. Prosecutors say McCarter was driving a stolen motorcycle and speeding in March of 2020 when he hit Adam Wheeler, who was crossing Leavenworth Street. Sentencing is scheduled for January 19th. Law enforcement authorities in Jackson County are investigating a suspect on drug charges after a traffic stop. Just after 8:30 a.m. Friday, a sheriff's deputy stopped a 2018 Toyota 4Runner after an alleged traffic infraction. During the course of the traffic stop, the deputy discovered illegal narcotics. The driver, Richard Wynn, 28, of Memphis, Tennessee, was arrested for possession of cocaine, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal use of a weapon. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska's Attorney General says he won't seek disciplinary action against doctors who prescribe controversial off-label drugs to treat and prevent coronavirus infections, as long as they get informed consent from patients and don't engage in misconduct. The Office of Attorney General Doug Peterson released a legal opinion saying it didn't see data to justify legal action against healthcare professionals who prescribe ivermectin, a decades-old parasite treatment, or hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug that former President Donald Trump took to prevent COVID-19. Many health experts and leading medical groups have been trying to stop the use of both drugs, arguing that they can cause harmful side effects, and there's little evidence that they help. Nebraska state tax officials say the Nebraska government collected more tax revenue than expected last month. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reports that net tax receipts in September were $625 million, almost 20% above what was predicted. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed three bids for the low-volume bridge replacement on West River Road in Waterville Township at last week's meeting and unanimously approved the low bid from Reese Construction of Salina for $308,000. The board authorized Public Works Authority to bid up to $80,000 on a plow truck plus a spreader at auction to replace a truck that's beyond repair. The sheriff joined the meeting to discuss the upcoming interviews for construction manager at risk for the jail project and discussed an additional interview with Lloyd Builders, who was awarded the job with the previous construction plans. Commissioners decided to stick with the three original firms for interviews, but have an option to interview additional firms. Emergency management reported progress on the American Rescue Plan, emphasizing water, sewer, and premium pay as focus of spending the funds. Washington County Commissioners last week approved a $38,000 bid from Norris Motors for a new pickup for the Road and Bridge Department. It was reported the Area Agency on Aging is in need of volunteer members. Anyone interested is asked to contact Commissioner Raleigh Cordine. Following a public hearing with no comments forthcoming, Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget as published at a mill levy rate of 40.118 mills. A guilty plea to second-degree murder was heard last week in Marshall County District Court as Jefferson S. Goad of Waverly reached a plea agreement in the death early last year of Donald McLaughlin of Vermillion. As part of the agreement, conspiracy and interference with law enforcement charges were dropped. A jury trial in the case was thus avoided, with sentencing for Goad set December 14th. Another man, Jeremy Penix, faces the same charges in the case and has a pretrial motion hearing upcoming in November. A Marysville man was sentenced in Marshall County District Court last week to 67 months in prison on a rape charge. Robert L. Link entered a plea agreement with some charges dropped and avoided a jury trial. TNDY will air a rebroadcast of Thursday night's candidate forum featuring Marysville City Council, Marysville Mayor, and Marysville School Board. The event will air this evening at 6 for City Council and Mayor candidates, followed at 7 by the School Board candidates on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Pizza Hut will host a fundraiser for the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot this evening. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the depot restoration efforts. Any purchase at the Pizza Hut in Marysville this evening qualifies. Patricia L. Kramer, age 84, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial at St. Bridget Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday noon until 5 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Kramer. Sean A. Spillmeyer, age 30, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sean Spillmeyer. Joseph L. Joe Werner, age 87, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the parish cemetery. Rosary service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Joe Werner.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system overhead, as well as an upper level ridge, we're going to see the return of some warm temperatures in the 70s. We'll continue with sunny skies for this Monday, continuing into tomorrow before a low pressure system pushes through. Maybe bring in some isolated rain showers as we head into tomorrow night. Otherwise, behind the system, cooler temperatures. We'll see temperatures back down into the 60s and becoming mostly sunny. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gust 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s, wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms around 50. For Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, cooler temperatures in the lower 60s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 39, and Thursday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 43, and the record low, 21. Sunrise this morning, 7:40. Sunset this evening, 6:44.
The vast majority of America's pumpkin crop comes from just one state. We will tell you which one on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 18th, the 291st day of the year. Actor Zac Efron has a birthday, and the U.S. took formal possession of Alaska on this day in 1867. Where is the pumpkin capital of the world? The town of Morton, Illinois has laid claim to the title, and it's hard to argue their point. Over 150,000 tons of pumpkins are processed and canned there each year. That's enough to make more than 90 million pies. You'll find the town just a few miles southeast of Peoria. Draw a radius of 90 miles around the area, and you'll have circled a region that produces 80% of America's commercial pumpkin crop. If it wasn't already the land of Lincoln, we'd say land of pumpkin would be fitting for the title for the state of Illinois. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Henry Columbi threw for a touchdown, ran for another as Texas Tech had four rushing touchdowns in a 41-14 victory over KU Saturday. Texas Tech led 24-0 at halftime. Donovan Smith added a rushing touchdown in the third quarter. Things didn't go a whole lot better for K-State as Breece Hall rushed for 197 yards and two touchdowns, and Brock Purdy was inefficient 22 of 25 for 208 yards and a score as Iowa State downed K-State 33-20. The Wildcats had won 15 of the last 16 games in Manhattan. The team split the last four meetings in the series, with each team winning two home games. Prior to that, K-State had won 10 straight games in the series. NASCAR, Kyle Larson's clinched a spot in the championship four with his NASCAR Cup Series playoff win at Texas yesterday. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Chiefs Kingdom, Patrick Mahomes threw for 397 yards and engineered three second-half touchdown drives to compensate for a pair of interceptions, leading the Kansas City Chiefs to a 31-13 comeback victory yesterday at Washington that got them back to 500. After throwing two picks before halftime, Mahomes connected with Tyreek Hill on a two-yard touchdown pass late in the third quarter and put the game out of reach with a 24-yarder to DeMarcus Robinson with 3:14 left in the fourth. In between, new starting running back Darrell Williams rushed for his second touchdown of the game to help Kansas City, who's now 3-3, avoid what would have been an embarrassing loss. So how does the football docket look for this coming weekend? On Saturday at 11 o'clock, the K-State Wildcats will take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Also at 11 o'clock on Saturday, the Oklahoma Sooners and the KU Jayhawks. As for the Chiefs, their next matchup Sunday at high noon when they take on the Tennessee Titans. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville outlasted Clay Center in overtime 10-6. Riley County over Concordia 48-7. Chapman took Council Grove 55-14. Augusta beat Abilene 28-0. Wamego shut out Fort Scott 35-0. Valley Heights fell to Jackson Heights 48-12. Frankfort lost to Thunder Ridge 60-12. Hanover beat Lynn 58-12. Axtell over Wetmore 64-16. and Washington County lost Clifton Clyde 50-0. Centralia beat Linden 26-0. Exeter Milligan Friend over Southern 64-14. Marysville High School Shea Kramer finishes 10th in the girls 1-2-3A state tennis tournament over the weekend. Gray Schroller also participated in singles. It was Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon participating in doubles.
Marysville Bulldogs defeat the Clay Center Tigers 10-6 in a game that featured three made field goals and two more attempts. In what can best be characterized as a defensive struggle, Clay Center took a 3-0 lead at half. Marysville tied the score with 142 to go in the ball game on a Jack Lauer 47-yard field goal, and the game ended regulation time knotted at 3. Clay Center had the first possession in overtime and regained the lead on a second Jackson Henry field goal. The Tiger lead was short-lived, however, as on Marysville's second offensive snap, Peyton Smith carried the ball over the goal line to seal the victory 10-6 in favor of the Bulldogs. Marysville improves to 2-4 on the season and 2-2 in district play. The regular season finale is next Friday on Pat Landall Memorial Field at Homer Hansen Stadium against Riley County. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Jackson Heights beats Valley Heights 48-12. It started off with Jason Bowsley 55-yard TD run on their first offensive possession, put them up 6-0. Caden Parker with a 17-yard TD run earlier in the first quarter, tied at 6-6. Bowsley then answered with a 60-yard TD pass to Jude Williams, put up 13-6. Bowsley then yet again with a 6-yard TD run, put the Cobras up 20-6 with the extra point. Trent LeCure towards the end of the second quarter, 12-yard TD run, got him closer, 20-12. Extra point was no good. Silas Holiday then to end the second quarter with a 26-yard TD reception, 26-12 was the score going into halftime. Jason Bowsley then with an 8-yard run early in the third, put up the Cobras 34-12, 2-point conversion. Then Jude Williams, the next offensive series for the Cobras on an 8-yard run, put him up 41-12. And then a Tegan Brink-Binkley 52-yard TD grab put the final score 48-12, Jackson Heights beating Valley Heights.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
It's pumpkin season and time to don our front steps and tabletops with jack-o'-lanterns. This fall tradition dates back several centuries to a man nicknamed Stingy Jack. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The Irish myth says Jack made a deal with the devil and tricked him into not claiming his soul. When Jack died, God would not allow him into heaven, and the devil would not allow him into hell. Instead, the devil sent him into the night with just a burning coal. Jack placed the coal in a carved-out turnip and is said to be still roaming the earth. The Irish began referring to him as Jack of the Lantern and eventually Jack the Lantern. Folks began carving and placing turnips and potatoes in their windows to scare away Stingy Jack. When the Irish arrived in the U.S., they discovered pumpkins made the perfect jack-o'-lanterns. The tradition continues to this day. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many folks enjoy trees in their yard that provide shade on a summer day and beauty with the fall colors. But when a tree dies, it is usually cut down and perhaps turned into firewood. A century ago, this tree provided lots of shade and beauty, but when a storm felled it, locals wanted to keep it alive, so to speak, so that generations to come could appreciate it. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Over a century ago, there was a very large tree growing near Kokomo, Indiana.
This sycamore tree grew in western Howard County, west of Kokomo, along the Wildcat Creek. It was said from those that knew the tree, it stood about 100 feet high before storms broke it down and left this big hollow stump.
Sherry Matlock says that even when the tree fell in that storm, what remained was quite remarkable.
The stump itself was about 50 feet in circumference, and when the tree actually came down, one of its lower branches was reported to be about 8 feet in diameter.
And the locals were so mesmerized by the old tree's size, well, they didn't want to cut it up into firewood, but rather preserve it for others to see.
They actually had several men use a tractor to haul this giant stump from western Howard County into Kokomo to be displayed in Highland Park. It was reported to be 800 years old.
And when the stump arrived in Highland Park, eventually a building was needed to keep it out of the elements so it could be seen for decades more.
This pavilion had to be built special for this giant stump. It is 57 feet in circumference.
There aren't official records on the largest tree stumps in the world, but it could be the biggest.
No record to say that it's the world's largest. We call it the giant sycamore stump, but it is rather large, and it could be one of the largest that has grown.
And a trip to Highland Park here will allow you to see the mammoth stump that farmers a century ago toiled to bring to town so others could see. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
And scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. if they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
Using good cultural practices that result in vigorous, dense, and uniform stands will help keep pastures competitive with invading weeds. Learn more about battling thistles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month to the 4-H Youth from Sunflower Community Credit Union, Honeyman Auto, and Rainbow International.
Hi, my name is Bristol Swanson. I'm 11 years old and in the 5th grade at Marysville Elementary School. I'm a member of the Balderson Booster 4-H Club. I'm starting my 4th year in 4-H. My favorite project is Beef. This year I took a cow calf pair to the Marshall County Fair. I brought home Reserve Champion and two blue ribbons for showing, Clover and her calf Lucky. 4-H is fun and there are a lot of different projects you can choose to do. If you are interested in joining 4-H, call your local extension office for help finding a club. The 4-H motto is to make the best better. Join 4-H. It'll be fun.
My name is Miles Smith. I belong to the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I'm starting my third year in 4-H. My favorite part of 4-H is getting to bring animals to the fair. I also do cooking, which is fun because my grandmas help me.
My name is Shaylee Veering, and I have been a Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 8 years. I spend a lot of time taking care of and working with my pigs and heifers to get them ready for the fair. I really enjoy my livestock project because it's something my family does together. 4-H is great for kids to learn new things and make new friends.
Hi, I'm Caleb Nolte. This is my fifth year of 4-H with the Home City Hustlers. At fair, I took photos, horticulture, arts, and foods. This year, I also sent a photo and monster cookies to the state fair. My favorite part of 4-H is going to the fair.
Hi, my name is Ethan Steinfort. I am in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project is showing sheep.
Hi, my name is Ember. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 4 years. Favorite project is cooking.
Hi, my name is Bryce Ricarder. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my 7th year in 4-H, and my favorite project is rabbit.
I'm Vanessa Rush. This is my 4th year of 4-H. I'm part of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club, and I brought a cactus string art. What I like about 4-H is making the projects and hanging out at the fair.
Hi, my name is Grant Pauley, and I am in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 4 years. My favorite project is being a 4-H'er.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, to the 4-H youth from Sunflower Community Credit Union, Honeyman Auto, and Rainbow International.
A Northwest Missouri community is testing a way to improve rural broadband. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Testing is underway in Turney, Missouri, on a way to deliver better broadband internet to rural America. The National Science Foundation is funding the project, and several regional and local partners are involved. One of those is Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla, where Casey Canfield is an assistant professor. She says the project will test new technologies and cheaper ways to deploy rural broadband.
The idea of doing traffic engineering, which is related to this, that exists and has been done at different points in the network. But in terms of trying to do this kind of optimization at a community level or for a town, that's the new idea here.
Canfield says the closest fiber is about 2 miles from town, and extending that locally is cost prohibitive. She says the project will test a wireless network transmitting from a grain elevator in the middle of town.
Part of what we're trying to innovate with is building an intelligent router. And so the idea is that instead of just giving everyone a static amount of bandwidth in the wireless system, we want to do that a little bit more dynamically and try and predict who's going to need bandwidth when so that everyone has the best user experience possible.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Winnebago Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, finding veterinarians that help out with large animals on the farm is becoming an increasing problem in the agriculture industry, and it's been a bit of a crisis for some as they continue to try and find help on medical issues with their animals. And it was a discussion that was discussed during the Kansas Ag Summit presentation of 2021, where they say one of the biggest issues that many young individuals have had to have going into veterinary education is having student loan debt that's gone from an average of $70,000 of debt to more than $140,000 for the average student. As Bonnie Rush, the dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University, talks about trying to find ways to make college more affordable for veterinary school graduates. As she says, right now, new graduate employment is currently at 98% of graduation students, but most of the students are going into a mixed animal practice, with a quarter going into large animal practices and a large portion of those going into the small animals. During the presentation, Rush talked about trying to strengthen the veterinary training program for rural Kansas, in which students would commit to staying in practice and each year's loans would be forgiven by the end of the program. And so far, the program, she says, has been very successful in putting these graduation students into practice, as out of 76 recipients, 97% are fulfilling obligations after 4 years, 94% practice in the qualifying county of their choice. The program has 5 slots per year for the scholarship veterinarians, and as she looks to expand the program, she says expanding educational opportunities and developing partnerships between animal health companies and research facilities will also enhance growth of the existing businesses, as well as attract new enterprises. The latest survey across the state of Kansas from many different farmers and producers in the state showed that nearly 60% of them say that there is a veterinary shortage. The big divide came with distance away from certain towns, as for many producers living between 15 to 30 miles away from their veterinary travels, the response was almost even divided, with 56% saying yes, they needed more vets. Of those more than 30 miles away from a veterinarian, 79% said that the vets are needed, and 20% said that they were sufficient. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck.
Manhattan Commission Company will host a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, October 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. with 10 first calf heifer pairs, a second calf heifer pair set, bred first calf heifers, bred cows, plus pairs, replacement heifers, and several bulls. This will be a special stock cow and bred heifer sale. Online bidding available at LMA Auctions. Additional details online at mcclivestock.com. This special stock cow and bred heifer sale, Wednesday, October 20th, begins 11 a.m. at Manhattan Commission Company.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congressional Republicans out with their alternative to the Biden administration's 30 by 30, which is aimed at conserving 30% of the land by 2030.
The GOP plan eschews the administration's preservationist approach in favor of fighting invasive species and thinning overgrown, diseased, and infested forests and restoring forests after fires. The plan says they believe the best way to do this is not simply through more funding, but through thoughtful, deliberate improvements to existing programs, systems, and processes, removing regulatory burdens, blocking responsible management, and leveraging the expertise, resources, and collaboration of private and public partners. The plan calls on federal agencies to streamline environmental reviews and permitting processes and to monitor landscape health and determine if land management objectives and health standards are being met. The Biden 30 for 30 plan is aimed at sequestering carbon and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The GOP plan, which is signed by 13 senators and 27 House members, mentioned climate change only in passing. Kansas wheat growers starting to get paid for implementing regenerative agriculture practices on their land in the Cheney Reservoir region under a pilot program involving Ecosystem Service Market Consortium, General Mills, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment. 24 farmers taking part in a three-year project, one of 10 being launched by ESMC, with its members to test and refine its voluntary market program prior to full market program launch next year. The growers are participating in General Mills' regenerative ag program. Farmers paid $15 a ton for carbon, $30 a pound for phosphorus reduction. And Canadian farmers will walk away from 10.5% of the wheat they planted this year, refusing to try to salvage more than 2 million acres of drought-damaged grain. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, blackleg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about battling thistles at agriculture.com.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciates your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, about ready to wrap up today on a Monday. Market's closing in just a little bit, still kind of mixed across the board, slightly higher in the grains and mixed in the livestock is how we're going through the day today. And with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's export reports that came out, higher in the beans and the corn, lower in the wheat compared to the expected. At the same time, we do have an update on the harvest across the nation, showing that U.S. soybean harvest is expected to be at 62% complete by the end of the day today. That's up from last week's 49%, so we have seen some decent growth on the bean harvest. In the corn conditions, we are seeing right now 60% good to excellent across the nation with that harvest continuing. That is unchanged from last week, so that's good news, with corn harvest expected to be at 54% complete across the nation compared to last week's 41% as well. In the wheat market, we are sitting roughly 73% complete compared to last week's 60%. So overall, we've had some decent weather over the weekend throughout this last week, and more to come this week that is helping with that harvest progress. Right now, corn is moving further up into the green. December corn up 7 points at 5:30. 32 3/4. Kansas City wheat is sitting 3.5 up at 7:47 1/4. In the oats market, they had a relatively rocky start this morning. They are bouncing back up into the green a little bit. December oats sitting up 0.5 point at 6:60 3/4. The bean market right now, we see some decent growth here. November up 5.5 at 12:23 3/4. The meal for December up 2.30 at 3.18 90 cents. The bean oil for December up 57 cents at 61.86 cents. Over in the cotton market, they started off rocky in the red this morning as well. They are now into the green for the most part. December is unchanged right now at 107.30 cents. March up by 18 cents at 105.18. U.S. dollar index struggling a little bit today, down 3 cents, so just not a lot of movement on that front for December at 93.89 cents. 30-year bonds are sitting in the red just a hair at 159.75. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by...
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.
Just come unwound. That woman that I had wrapped around my finger just come unwound. She kicked me out of the house.
just come unwound.
TNDY will air a rebroadcast of Thursday night's Candidate Forum featuring Marysville City Council, Marysville Mayor, and Marysville School Board. The event will air this evening at 6 for City Council and Mayor candidates, followed at 7 by the School Board candidates on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Pizza Hut will host a fundraiser for the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot this evening. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the depot restoration efforts. Any purchase at the Pizza Hut in Marysville this evening qualifies.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.